Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Jeffrey Bach, principal of Bach & Company, which focuses on digital strategies for content and collaboration. Jeff is a technology analyst and consultant who has authored hundreds of in-depth reports, case studies, and articles on the business impacts of content technologies. And over the past few years, he has tracked the evolution of social and mobile channels to produce seamless digital experiences. So I'm very pleased to be talking with Jeff today about content management and mobile. So first of all, Jeff, thanks so much for joining me today.
Good to be here, Peter.
So how has mobile technology impacted enterprise content management?
Well, I think it's pretty clear right now that there's been an explosion of endpoints, and we've really hit the tipping point in terms of the number of mobile devices out there. You know, we thought the web was going to be big. We knew it was going to be global, but we would all be tethered to our desktops or our laptops. And now suddenly we can have the same web experiences, or like are the same web experiences, in our pockets or under our arms on the tablet devices. And so the whole focus of content has suddenly changed. We're now looking at how you can deliver content to people in motion. So there's been a real tipping point in terms of the number of devices, and this has led to a campaign or a mantra that's saying that, well, you have to design for mobile first. You have to reconsider how we're presenting content, and you want to, again, create the content once and distribute it everywhere. And some people are trying to look for what I call a blended experience. You know, there's also a realization that if you're in front of the desktop, you're having time to focus on what you're doing. You're perhaps in the office or in your home office someplace in the evening. You're sort of thinking about what you're doing. Whereas if you're mobile, maybe, well, snacking on information. You just have a minute to check something, to check your email, to look at what the order is in a priority queue. You're sitting at a bus stop and you want to find out about some news or something. And so there's a much more of a kind of interactive activity that's going on. But at the end of the day, the content still needs to be managed. It still needs to be organized, edited, and tagged, published, brought back. It needs to be some kind of interaction. So all the things that we've always talked about that are important for enterprise content management are even more important when we get to looking at the impact of mobile technology. The systems that we have to manage enterprise content in mobile channels, though, are going to be changing quite a bit.
Indeed. And as you said, like the explosion of endpoints, I imagine that's even only just going to accelerate. So with this in mind, what are the challenges facing ECM in regards to, you know, all of these work anywhere mobile devices?
Well, let me come back to this notion of, we say, well, this content still has to be organized, managed, and tagged. You still need to have some place or some environment where you, in fact, are controlling the content, where you are, in fact, delivering the content, and where you can always go back and get access to it. And you'll have multiple people in your organization in charge of managing all this content that's flowing through your ECM systems. Now, this brings up an interesting question. Well, why do we want to mobilize our workforce? Why do we want to mobilize our customers? Other than that's probably a fun thing to do, and people are going to have these mobile devices in their pockets. But I think what's important to realize is that the mobile channel really changes how people interact with information. And we talk a lot about empowering customers through moments of engagement. Having the information in your pocket or having the information that you need on your tablet presented in a way that's useful suddenly makes you much more powerful. And it's going to allow you to do many more interesting things in terms of a personal communication or many more impactful things if you're looking at the impact of people working in companies or organizations. And these moments of engagement are going to be best delivered by mobilizing key tasks and activities. Well, what do I mean for that? If you just take, for example, what a sales experience is like when you go into an Apple store, suddenly the salesperson can come out and meet you right as you're walking through the store. And when you finish with a transaction, you don't have to find the cash register. You just complete the transaction while you're standing in the store and you walk away. This makes for a much more impactful experience. It doesn't take time for waiting in lines. The person who serves you is also the person who sells what you're doing, who sells you this stuff. And that's really the end of the story. It really changes the whole sales experience. What we're now seeing in the Apple Store is what I think is going to happen more and more as we get to many more other sales environments or business environments or even social environments. That we see this now to some extent when we want to look for a restaurant with Yelp, or we want to meet with friends and we're automatically located where the friends are. But this process is going to keep on going forward more and more and more. And what's going to happen is not only the process going to go more and more, but it's going to actually drill down into sort of core business activities, so that when a person comes to the door and delivers a package, that information that they tell you that the package has been delivered doesn't have to go through many other people in the sales chain to be recorded, but rather that it's automatically then recorded in the enterprise systems. So it'll change the way work is going to get done. Now, what does this mean for how we're going to manage content? And I think this is really the question that's sort of implicit in what you say. What are the challenges facing enterprise content management? It means that I think we're going to have to begin repurposing and refactoring content. Up until now, we've been very much interested in producing web pages, producing a lot of information that looks nice in a web browser, or perhaps even managing our business and office documents and having some way to organize them and find them when we need them, if you're looking at a corporate intranet. When we go to thinking about working on a mobile device, we're going to have to start focusing about the granularity of the content, how structured it is. We're going to have to start thinking about the information architecture for the content, how we're in fact organizing that information and how it all makes sense to us in a holistic view. So we're going to have to be thinking about a whole range of different content types, including audio and visual, snippets, press releases, FAQ responses. Each organization is going to need to think through a lot of their different content types. And then as part of this whole focus on information architecture, we're going to have to begin thinking about how we're tagging and organizing our content. What are the actual tags that we use to define that content and actually make it visible to systems that are going to come along and actually process the content? So we'll need to think a lot about the purposes and where that content's going to be used. Part of this tagging is actually quite implicit right now, and it's very exciting, is that people are beginning to do a lot of geocoding. It's very easy to encode location now into content. And one of the real challenges that we're facing is how to think about how we can use location to make the content much more informative and much more impactful. And again, there are many models around of particular people who are beginning to do very interesting things with location and geocoding. And this in turn leads back to, so the last point I want to mention is that in terms of the challenges facing ECM, is that it turns out that integrating with back-end business systems are going to become even more important than has been in the past. It used to be that you could basically build a website, and if you could just organize your content that it looks good and appears on your web browser, well, then you could probably get away with having a web content management system. Or if you had an ECM system and you could actually access your business documents through a web browser, that would be good enough. And the point is that when we get to mobile and we look at what the real impact of mobile is going to be on ECM, we're going to have to think about how we integrate with these back-end business systems and where the content's going to come from and where it's going to go. And this is going to lead to a set of technical conversations around web services and the business requirements to have a flexible and extensible environment, a flexible, extensible infrastructure. And that just doesn't happen overnight. That you really have to plan for, and you really have to think through how you do it.
Right. Now, in your examples, you know, with walking into a store and immediately being part of the sales cycle, that seems to overlap a bit with processes, business processes. So where do you see ECM impacting BPM, and do you think does it make sense to make them part of the same enterprise solution?
Oh, I think it does. I really think it does. But I also think you have to be clear about what you mean by BPM, business process management. And business process management is one of these ideas that's been around technology for 10 or 15 years, and it's the idea that you could organize work into processes and you could process enable your work so you can go from one step to another, things can happen in parallel, and then deliver an end result. And BPM has had a very big impact in terms of the whole movement of re-engineering corporations, making IT much more productive, taking costs out of work processes by linking together the key steps of how people do work and how people in organizations are able to work together around formally defined processes. Now, I'm a bit of a historian, technology historian, and I can't get away from, implicit in your question, are they going to be the same or are they going to remain different? I think it's important to point out that we really are starting with two separate kinds of systems. Your ECM systems are very much file-oriented, and your BPM systems are very much database-driven systems. And so you have two separate pools of technology that really came to the fore 10 or 15 years ago. And there's been a continuing struggle over these past 15 years to try and align the two, because after all, we're just reconsidering how work gets done. And along the way, the large ECM vendors have come up with an interim solution, which is often called case management, which is a way for offering structured, organizing documents into structured business situations. The BPM vendors, for their part, have extended their capability to manage content and to attach different kinds of content to processes. So, for example, ERP systems can go out and reach into file repositories and bring out purchase orders or bills of lading or other kinds of formal business documents and put them as part of the process. Now, to your question, are they ever going to be part of the same enterprise solution? I think going forward, yes, they will, but it's going to take a while for the BPM and the ECM threads to evolve. And this is going to be part of a whole process that I'm going to call reimagining a digitally driven solution. You have to go back and redefine some of the core pieces of the systems in order to get them to align and come together. We do know how to do that. There are some of the key building blocks of the web. You'll hear technologists talk about RESTful web services as being very, very important. But I think this is going to take some time. And the other thing that's going to be driving this whole process and also will serve as a constraint and a break is the issue of what does it mean to operate within an enterprise? Because specifically in a large enterprise, there are policies and procedures, there are rules and regulations. A large enterprise is a very complex organization, and which is continually trying to streamline and enhance its processes. And to the extent that the large enterprises focus on redefining their processes, they're going to want to make them more and more digital. They're going to want to mobilize many more of their processes. And I believe that large enterprises are going to focus on these moments of engagement that deliver tangible business results. And these moments of engagements are going to actually be part of the convergence of ECM and BPM when you strip back the architecture and you think about what's really happening. Because what we really want to do is to develop rich and informative back-end services that can be surfaced via mobile devices or can be surfaced on desktops or on kiosks or on tablet devices. It'll be many different kinds of experiences, but it'll be a much more rich and informative back end. And so we're really looking for some of the flexibility that's going to come from bringing ECM and BPM together. But we're still a little ways away.
So what would you say are some of the bigger mistakes you've seen companies make in, trying to roll out ECM into the mobile environment?
Oh boy, I don't want to claim that I have a complete catalog of mistakes that people make or whatever. I've seen a lot of companies make a very quick and dirty first effort, and I think that's the right way to begin. But I think it's also important to realize, and many of the visionaries do realize this, but it's important to reinforce with business management that the first mobile app is not the last, that we're really just at the beginning of the mobile revolution. And this is going to be an ongoing revolution over the next 5 to 10 years, certainly as the capabilities of devices change and evolve, as new ones come to market, as we have even a fight over what are the different operating systems. And we haven't had a real operating system fight in the IT space over, you know, for the last 15 or 20 years. So there's going to be a lot of evolution. Another common mistake, or you know, sort of a quick and dirty solution that many people embrace, is to basically go off and do screen scraping. You need to get your data from someplace. You can't get it from your system, so you basically scrape the screens of your HTML data. And there's going to be a technology evolution that's going to have to evolve as people who are building mobile devices get more and more access to some of the back-end services that are running in companies' infrastructure. That's going to be very, very important. Thinking that you just build a mobile app that's based on screen scraping technology is really, and let it go at that, is really just an invitation to disaster. So I think companies that begin the road to build mobile apps, and most companies should do that, have to also realize that they're going to have to continue to invest in the mobile application development space, not only for producing the device-specific experiences, but also for building out the management infrastructure to manage mobile devices, mobile application management capabilities, and for integrating with the relevant back-end services. And then finally, there's a technology trade-off that's also around between building mobile web apps and building native mobile apps. I don't have a good rule of thumb there. I think it depends on specific situation of what you're trying to accomplish, how much interactivity you have, what your whole user model is. But you have to think through a lot about what your customer experience is going to be and why you are investing in one particular customer experience or another, and what are the business benefits that you expect people to get from that. So that's the third trade-off.
Indeed, and good to know. Now, having covered the mistakes, what would you say is basically the key to a successful mobile ECM strategy?
Well, I think the key to a successful mobile ECM strategy is very much similar to a key to a successful ECM strategy. I think you have to begin by taking the big picture and realize that you're investing in a comprehensive digital strategy that really looks at the end-to-end experiences, extending maybe over a five-year vision. And then you have to break it down into a set of manageable chunks that are maybe 3 to 6 month projects that really map to this vision. But it's important to have the larger vision in terms of overcoming your different information stovepipes that have probably grown up in your organization, and then figure out how you're going to be bringing them all together. And these manageable chunks become individual 3 month or 6 month projects, and each of which are then identified with specific business value along the way. Now, one of the things I've been delighted to see with some of the evolution of a mobile strategy is really what's happened in the Northeast here over the last year in just the general area of disaster response. A couple of years ago, we had some very bad snowstorms, and the basic complaint was that the utilities were not providing anybody with any information, and what they got was always out of date, not timely, really didn't address our immediate concerns. And what I've seen over the last year or two is much more emphasis on the part of utilities to reach out to the customers, to tell us what's going on, to let us know how we can get in contact with them to really exploit the digital channels for connecting with their back-end systems. And particularly in moments of crisis when the lines are down or a snowstorm is roaring in or whatever. And what that has meant for those of us in the Northeast is that we are no longer communicating with sort of a faceless, unresponsive organization, but rather we know what's going on, and we know that if we're without a power, we'll have a basic time of when they think we'll be able to get it back on, even if it's only such bad news as a couple of days down the road. Well, that's a hell of a lot better than not knowing what the hell the utility is planning to do. So the point is that we know what this digital strategy needs to be. It's simply a matter for organizations to sit down and to do the strategic planning that they need to do, and then to come up with the manageable chunks and processes to deliver on that. Now, along the way, organizations, and particularly IT people within the organizations, are going to need to develop their overall information architecture. And information architecture has its whole another set of constraints and concerns in terms of defining the information types, defining the different technical attributes of this information, but basically knowing how to manage it. And once you know how to define and manage this information, you'll be able to figure out how you can refactor it and deliver the different bits of information just when you need it to different mobile devices. And the third thing I would look for is, and the third biggest key to a successful mobile ECM strategy is really adopting a flexible and extensible ECM solution. There are a range of products and services now on the market, but I think if you go to develop and plan and develop what you're going to build on, I think you need to continually look at flexibility and extensibility, both from a technical perspective and also from a business perspective. Now, what does that mean? It means from a technical point of view that you have the different content, and this content is defined in a very granular fashion that you can deliver on the business requests. And on the business side, it means being able to describe what the customer experience is going to be, what the problem is and what the solution you want to deliver to them is going to be, and how many clicks and taps you expect them to go through. And when you can do that, you can begin to bring together all of this incredible amount of information that we have in our digital infrastructure, and you can really begin to digitize the overall customer experience and deliver on the promise of these moments of engagement that I think are going to be so powerful going forward.
Definitely. And excellent information, Jeff. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Jeffrey Bock, the principal of Bock & Company. Thank you so much, Jeff, for some really, really some great information. So thank you.
Oh, it's very good to be here. And thank you, Peter.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.